We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Chavtes Amud Aleph, the two dots. Ani Sheva de Shabbata Keneged Mi. What correspondence is there to our prayer on Shabbos that has only seven blessings? Amar V'chalafta Ben Shul Keneged Shiva Kulot Shema David Alamayim. Corresponding to the seven voices that King David said, give praise over water. Ani, so Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Alamayim. Hani teishat Rosh Hashanah keneged mi, the nine blessings of the prayer of Rosh Hashanah, what correspondence do they have? Where they come from? Amav yitzak d'min kel tignin keneged tishas karot shamra chanam tfilata, corresponding to the nine times that Chana mentions God in her prayer, and Chana was redeemed on Rosh Hashanah. So Chana has a strong connection to Rosh Hashanah. We have a tradition that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all redeemed. Hani, good question. No, that's when Hashem decreed that they would get pregnant. Hani, the 24 blessings of the fast. Where do we have a source for that? That on fast days we say a prayer of 24 blessings. Amar chelva keneged chavtal drenanot. Shamar Shlomo b'sha shechnis aron lebet kodesh hakodeshim. Corresponding to the 24 songs that it says in Kings that Shlomo HaMelech used 24 terms of prayer and song and request in his prayer before Hashem. When he brought the ark into the Holy of Holies. So why don't you say it every day? Shlomo said it on a day that was special, a day that he needed extra mercy because he was having trouble opening the temple. So we also say it on a special day where we need extra mercy. So remember the word rachme. In Hebrew means mercy, and in Aramaic means love. Rachim, yeah.
I just actually heard that another thing I was reading there.
But Rashi learns that over here, Rachme is in Hebrew, not in Aramaic. Rabbi Shua ben Nevi Omer, Me'en Shmona Esrei, my Me'en Shmona Esrei, what does it mean you say a sampling, a shortened Shmona Esrei? Rav Amar Me'en Kol Bracha U'Bracha. Rav say you say a short version of each blessing in Shmona Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem. You actually do say the blessing. You just cut it short. Shmona Amar Rav Neno Hashem Lekan Ladat Tarkech Amol Levin Liyartech Avtisach Lan Liyot Gulim Vachkenim Achovenim Vatashnim Bnot Arzichan Futzutenim Abat Kabetz Vatuim Datrei Shoftu Velarshim Tanif Yadecha Vismuchut Tzedkim Binyan Irecha Vatikun Echalecha Vatzmuchat Kan David Avdecha Vachat Ner Levin Yisham Shirecha Termikat Tatane Baruch Hashem Shomayat Tfila. You say the first three blessings, and then you say a paragraph that is the summary of Shmona Esrei. The blessing of Das, Hashem, let us know your ways. The blessing of Tshuva, Hashem, circumcise our hearts. Forgiveness, forgive us. Redeem us, let us be redeemed. Healing, distance us from our pain. Blessings of the land, make us return to the land and enjoy the bounty of its fruits. The gathering of Israel, regather Israel from the four corners of the land. Judge the Malshinim, those who err in understanding what you want in the world should be judged. And so you've brought back in judgment. The wicked should be punished. The righteous should rejoice with the rebuilding of your cities. That's the Yerushalayim Ircha. Etzemach David Avdecha. The establishment of your home and the growth of the horn of David, your servant, and establishing his candle, his lamp. Before we call, you should answer us. That's Shomat Tfila, and then you end up with Shomat Tfila. So you say one sentence for each one. So Shmuel holds that's what Rabbi Yeshua holds when he says Me'en Shmona Esrei, that what's called the blessing of Havinenu.
Actually included in there the 19th that was added as well then, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The Kaf HaChaim says maybe because we're not clear on the girsa here, maybe that's why no one ever says it. And the Rosh Hashanah says maybe the reason is because we don't have that much kavana. So why should we say Avinenu? Our regular Shmona Esrei is fine. The Be'er Halacha says we're worried a person won't have kavana, so that's why we don't say Avinenu. Because if you say the ordinary Shmona Esrei, fine. But if you said Avinenu and you missed kavana, that's even worse. Or else, if we start using shortcuts, we're never going to say the full prayer because we're always so busy. So that's why we can't apply the shortcuts. Everyone tries to figure out why we never say it. But that's a general, each one tries to give a different answer, but that's more or less the answers that are brought. Abaye cursed anyone who would say Avinenu. Okay, and we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next thing.